Mingle.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like
hell. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. I wanna take you there. In the midnight hour, I can feel your pull. Just like a prayer, you know, I wanna take you there.
Like a child,
you whisper
softly to me. You're in control, just like a child.
Let the cross out. Just like a prayer, you wanna take me there. Just like a mystery, you are a mystery.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. That went out to Madonna! And that was by Pasca from Finland. Coming up today on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, a couple interviews. Interviews with My Chemical Romance, the Transplants, and the Horror Pops. Speaking of chemicals and My Chemical Romance, last week, the Seeds were on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. I got a copy of their brand newish CD, Red Planet. And here's a song from that called Cracking Ice by The Seeds. And right after that, an interview with My Chemical Romance, and then an interview with The Transplants, and then an interview with The Horror Pops from Denmark on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, The Seeds Cracking Ice.
Cracking. 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 Cracking ice. Thin ice. Cracking.
Cracking ice, yeah. Sipping from the motel, middle of the lake. Gonna make the people's heartbreak. Look for the warning signs, lost signs of the time. People are living in a haze. Can't get through their lonely days. Cracking, cracking ice.
Keep my lover, I need to save her. We both are running for cover.
and back in ice. Run, 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 run to the sea.
My Chemical Romance.
And who is in My Chemical Romance?
Five guys, four guys from New Jersey, one guy from Chicago.
And who are you?
Gerard Way.
And who's beside you, Gerard?
Ray Toro.
I am beside Gerard Way.
Right off the bat, My Chemical Romance, I'm stoked to talk to you because you like Swedish death metal band.
Like At the Gates.
At the Gates!
Wow, you did your homework. Yeah.
I love At the Gates. What can you tell the people about At the Gates? They are amazing!
I think At the Gates is probably one of the most influential and best metal bands in the last decade. I think that was the best metal record of that decade.
Yeah. Slaughter of the Soul is retarded good.
Yeah, like I saw some sort of poll, and they were like number one of the 90s, like best metal album.
Absolutely the best. They couldn't even make another one after it. That's how good it was.
So I'm pegging you My Chemical Romancers as At the Gatesers, meaning kind of metalish. Are you guys kind of metal?
I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of metal, like Ozzy Osbourne.
You're not afraid to say you're metal.
Like no, not at all. I mean, that's part of our childhood, so...
Were you guys stoked to work with Howard Benson? Who was Howard Benson, and didn't he do Motorhead?
That's why we were stoked to work with Howard Benson, because he did Motorhead. He had done a bunch of other records that actually went platinum, but we were excited.
That was the main reason why we kind of decided was because it's the Motorhead records.
Yeah.
Did he tell you anything about Motorhead or about Lemmy?
I always ask him about Motorhead. I think he got sick of it. Every day we'd ask him a new Motorhead story, and he had tons of them.
He told us that Lemmy survives on a diet of Jack Daniels and like Doritos. That's all he eats constantly, and whenever they were in the studio, that's
Doodles, like, I couldn't remember.
Just some kind of snack food, and that's all he eats is booze and snack food.
And he's been doing that for years, hasn't he?
For years.
Now, how about for you guys? What do you survive on? Isn't that what all rock and rollers survive on?
we survive on coffee.
Like, you're making fun of Lemmy, but he always survives on that. Everybody survives on that.
Well, we survive on coffee.
Coffee, cereal, and video games.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes
for some of the guys. Not right, me. I smoke a lot.
So would you say that Gerard has any similarities with Axl Rose at all, considering the metal tendencies of My Chemical Romance?
I'm a big fan, but I hope I'm not like him.
I mean, he's a great performer, but that's about it, you know, like...
I thought you, Gerard, have to dance. You have to dance.
Well, I like dance moves.
And the funny thing is I can't dance off stage at all. I have no rhythm. Only when the band...
Yeah, when he's playing, you got to see some of the stuff he pulls out.
Yeah, could you pull something out for us, please? Can you do an Axl?
He did this one move where he was like some burlesque, like Broadway, like did a high kick, and I started cracking up. It was so cool.
Ass spanking
is new.
You know, is that Axl ass spanking?
No, Axl's more of like a shimmy,
kind of shimmy
or something.
Kind of
I'm not a shimmy type of guy. I like the ass spanking.
But I think that's a compliment to be compared to Axl Rose.
You know, I do take that as a compliment. I just think he's crazy.
You're talking about the good back
the
when
good
he was
Axl.
But is there something bad about Axl?
Remember when he showed up on the Music Awards looking like a football player?
I totally love the guy though. But
Fat Mike once told me that if you get braids, you get more chicks. Is that true?
Is that what Fat Mike said? I would never get braids, so I would never know.
But Axl wearing braids is okay. It's okay, isn't it? Or did that kind of make you a bit mad?
I think the bandana made it okay.
I don't know. I just was not happy with his whole look. Plus, he couldn't sing worth a damn when he came. Like, he was just off.
He was running around too much.
I don't know.
He's still better than Velvet Revolver, isn't he?
What?
Come on, Axl's better than entire Velvet Revolver.
I don't know about that. We got to see them. We played a show with them. It was pretty impressive, I thought.
My Chemical Romance, we're here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What are some Canadian connections for you guys?
Let's see. Do we have any Canadian connections?
In Europe, did you not sing the song Mother with Death from Above?
That's right, Death from Above, 1979, who were Canadians.
Oh, that's right. They're the only Canadian band we like.
No, we like that band went on tour face to face with.
What are they called? We just saw them a couple
They're great
years ago, too.
They're from London.
Chris Hans, do you know who was out on tour face to face?
Embarrassing, almost. Seconds to Go.
Seconds to Go, that's it. Yeah,
Seconds to Go. They're really good. Yes, so we were in this this really small place that has a really good jukebox that plays Danzig, and we kept talking about Danzig all day. And Death from Above said, yeah, we're going to play right after we played a gig together that night in the some big room, and then they said, let's go to the club and do Mother, and it was really fun.
You did Mother together. Mother, you and Death from Above.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Those are great dudes, and they cut good hair, too.
Yeah, I understand. He cut your hair. What did he do?
Well, it was long.
That was Jesse of Death from Above. Let's give him some credit, right?
Yeah, that was Jesse, and he cut my hair. Well, he told me he dated a lot of hairdressers, mm-hmm. and I think he called it bullshit art, is what he called it.
Something like that.
So he said,
anybody can do it.
And so I said, all right, cut my hair, and he did a great job.
So there's a continuing Canadian connection, because one of Danzig's drummers was...
Canadian?
Biscuits? Chuck Biscuits.
And he was Canadian?
Chuck Biscuits is from Vancouver. It's from Vancouver. He used to play in DOA.
Vancouver today.
And you're in Vancouver today, and... it continues on My Chemical Romance, because Chuck Biscuits also drummed in the...
Circle Jerks.
Keith Morris on our record.
Keith Morris, what's the connection between My Chemical Romance and Keith Morris, Circle Jerk dude? You thank him twice on your CD. Twice!
He is a great guy who came out to see us in New York at the CMJ Music Marathon. And we became friends right about then. And then when we did the record, Frank ran into him in a gas station. And he asked him if he would be on the record. It was one of the most amazing experiences ever.
And you ended up directing him. Here you are working with one of your idols, Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks.
Him and Frankie were there.
I was up in the vocal attic with him, and I was at the control board with the callback buttons and everything, like pushing the buttons. And because I don't think anybody working with us knew who he was.
No.
We were like so excited, and they were just like, why are these guys so excited? And, you know.
How do you think Keith felt about that? Like, here you are, the new youngins on the block, My Chemical
Romance.
And you've probably sold at least a couple million, right?
No, not nearly that.
Well, Keith Morris would think about that. So I think he thinks, sitting in the vocal booth, and there's these youngins yelling at him, do this, do this, and he's thinking, these guys are taking over and they're telling me what to do.
No, he asked for that. He actually asked for direction. We didn't want to tell him to do anything, because what he was doing was awesome. Like, he was telling stories, he was telling jokes, we had them all on tape. He was singing, he was yelling, it was just awesome. He wanted direction. A lot of guys, like, once you switch hats like that, you know, you want direction. Like, you could have probably Steven Tyler or somebody, and once he gets up in that thing, he wants somebody to direct him. I feel that way.
But he wants some payback, too, doesn't he, My Chemical Romance? Because didn't he say to you guys, kill everyone now?
He did. I think he called up Frank.
Oh, and that was probably before a show, right?
Before a show, and said to kill everybody. Yeah, and Frank still says that to me every time we talk on the phone. Kill everybody.
So here we are with My Chemical Romance in Vancouver, BC, Canada. We have Death from Above. We have that other band you played with Face to Face.
Seconds to Go.
Seconds to Go. We have Chuck Biscuits. We have the Circle Jerkian connection. But we have another band, too, that you thank on your CD, My Chemical Romance. Monine.
That's right. Monine is a very awesome band. We did the Reggie and the Full Effect tour with them. Great guys. They come out and see us every time. We did some fun shows in Quebec, I think, with them, or Montreal. Yeah. And they're great.
We just saw them last time when we were in Montreal, I guess.
Everybody's hair is really long.
You thank the Monine. I think they might have dreadlocks, don't they?
They have hippie. Hippie has dreadlocks. But they all have way longer hair now.
And they rock, too, don't they?
They rock. They rock hard. They're great performers.
We did this, the last show of the Reggie tour that we were on with them, we were playing practical jokes and stuff on each other. And, like, I remember Kyle climbed the friggin'... up on this PA speakers, like, he must have been, like, 20 feet high. I don't know, it was high, and he jumped off and, like, was still playing his guitar and did, like, this front roll flip while he's playing, and he's just amazing. They're a great band.
Not like your front man who's doing Axl Rose moves.
Yeah, I've never seen him jump off speakers before.
Nah. Yeah, come on, get with it!
I don't mess with that stuff. I don't mess that stuff at all.
That. Man, he's got his ass.
I don't want to hurt myself.
How much of a leash do you keep on your front man in My Chemical Romance?
You really can't. You just kind of let him do his thing and, you know.
How about the after parties and stuff? Do you know what he gets up to? Do you know what Gerard gets up to?
Wild, wild video game play.
Because there's...
disgusting video game
play. Well, there's another Canadian connection that I don't think you knew. I don't know if he told you about it, but you were spotted partying with...
who?
Hot Hot Heat!
Oh, that's right. Hot Hot Heat. They're a Canadian band. See, we're finding out all these bands that we like. Our Canadian, Hot Out Heat. Yeah, they came out to see us a couple times. They came out in London to see us. Mm-hmm. They came out in L.A. to see us. They're great guys. And we went bowling with them at the Used record release party. Some of the coolest, sweetest, most down-to-earth guys I've ever met. Ever.
More Canadian connections with My Chemical
Romance.
My Chemical Romance. Now, looking at you guys, it doesn't look like you are wearing bulletproof vests.
No, but we have them right over here. I'll go grab it.
You really do have bulletproof vests.
Yeah.
What's the deal behind this?
I don't know. It was Frank and Gerard's idea. They came up with it, and we were in Japan, and there was a store that had them.
Now, is this the sort of thing that, like, say, 50 Cent would have? Like, tell me about it.
That's part of the inspiration, is 50 Cent. It's a bulletproof vest. I mean, there's a lot of reasons we wanted it, mainly because I'd always wanted to wear a shoulder holster, and then the dude from Interpol did it, and that kind of bummed me out.
Yeah, he kind of has that Nazi look, too.
I'm not into that, but I like that band a lot, but I said, let me try to do it better.
What are the interesting things about an actual vest you didn't maybe know about? Like, what can you tell the people about these vests? Like, what would 50, would he go, ha ha, this is the budget version?
He probably would, because his probably has real Kevlar in it, whereas these don't. So if you actually went to shoot us, it would go right through it. So there's no Kevlar in it.
We might bounce off our skin because we have superpowers.
Yeah. Now, do you have your pajamas here at all, Gerard?
Ah, they're on the bus.
You have some neat pajamas, too, don't you?
Hey, research, huh?
You did the research.
What are the pajamas? Yes, put that behind you to symbolize My Chemical Romance. Symbolize Danzig, maybe.
Danzig. I got them in Japan, and it's like a full bodysuit. It's almost borderline plushies. You know what plushies are? Those people that get obsessed with wearing bear costumes and hump each other. It's almost borderline that kind of thing. It's a full skeleton outfit, and it's got the skull that covers my head. And I don't let people take pictures of me in it, but I heard there's a French website that has pictures of me in it.
You know, like when you're in a rock and roll band, sorry to go back to the vest there, but you know, like you're in a rock and roll band and somebody spits on you, and you, what would you say to the crowd?
I would either encourage them to spit more or spit. We spit more on them.
Okay, so you encourage them to spit. So what would happen if somebody shot a gun at you because you have a bulletproof vest?
Let's not talk about that.
Well, that's therein lies, you know, like, it's almost like, are you asking for it by wearing a bulletproof vest? I mean, if somebody wants to shoot you, they're going to shoot you. You know what I mean? Like, whether I'm wearing a bulletproof vest or not, it's not going to matter.
But you guys are from New Jersey, the tough streets of New Jersey.
Well, that's part of the reason why we wear them, is because it definitely falls into the category of where we're from.
No, you're not exactly from Lodi, New Jersey, are you?
No, where the Misfits are from.
That's where the Misfits are from. And did you know, Gerard, that there was a new band out there called the Misfats?
Are you serious?
A tribute band. The Misfats.
Are they fat dudes?
Yes, they are. And they are from Portland, and they have a song called Come On, Mommy, Let's Grill Tonight.
Are you serious?
Yes, they are. And have you guys done any hunting around New Jersey for any Misfit stuff? I mean, because being from New Jersey, where the Misfits are from.
Well, I have some good Misfits vinyl, some good bootleg vinyl.
And there's a really cool, remember that, have you ever been to that candy store? Our friend Eddie, he used to tour manage us, a real good friend. He lives in Lodi, and he used to be friends with a lot of those guys when they were younger. And there's this candy shop that, just a really small candy shop in Lodi that has all these Misfits posters, like original Misfits posters on the ceiling and stuff. And
so you're allowed to look but not take.
Yeah, you can't touch.
A guy I know, Mike Lavella, who runs Gearhead Records, he knew Glenn Danzig, and one day he went over to Glenn Danzig's house. Not too long ago, Glenn Danzig opened up a cupboard and said, take whatever shirt you want, and it was like every single Misfits t-shirt.
Oh, that's pretty incredible.
So Danzig opened up to the fan. Now, you guys in the position of My Chemical Romance, have you had a chance to be able to take stuff? I know it's fun to go to a candy store and like look up and see a poster, but how about yourself? Have you met anybody and been able to get a lock of David Bowie's hair or anything like that, or got any cool stuff?
I got drunk with the dude that played Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
That's not bad.
I saw Courtney Love's butt, but then who hasn't?
How did that? Well, I haven't. Please tell me about that, My Chemical Romance.
It was at the same party. It was at this Oscar party that we somehow ended up at, and Courtney Love was showing her tits and, I mean, breasts and butt all over the place. It was retarded.
And you were looking.
Of course.
Did you go up to her? Like, did she know you guys? Did she say anything?
I think she was so zonked out of her mind. I was kind of, too. I don't think I met her.
No, like, videos you could post? Because I know for this tour, Taste of Chaos, there's all these videos on the Used.net. But how about, like, videos that you could post of that? Like, have you been carrying around cameras?
We do. We've had a camera with us since last Warped Tour. So, we have a lot of footage.
But none of Courtney Love's.
Not of her butt.
Winding up here, My Chemical Romance, New Jersey. What are some interesting places in New Jersey? I understand there's a place called the Tick Tock.
Oh, the Tick Tock Diner.
Yeah, the Tick Tock Diner on Route 3.
Yeah, that is the diner we all go to.
And I read about the TikTok, quote, one of the interesting things about the TikTok is they bring the mayo to the table in plastic packets.
That's pretty. Don't you guys have that here, though?
Usually, when you get mayo, like it's on the burger, or maybe like it's in the side. Yeah, like I think it's neat that it's in like little plastic packet.
You get mayo on the side. There's really good coffee there, too.
Great penny vodka too. They have.
Yeah. Is there anywhere else we should check out? Like we should check out the TikTok in New Jersey, the candy shop with the Misfits photos. Yeah, where is that? Where is that again?
It's in Lodi. It's in Lodi.
But what you should do, there's a magazine called Weird New Jersey. And you can find the coolest stuff in New Jersey in that magazine. They give you kind of directions, because they're not allowed to really print the directions. Mm-hmm. All kinds of weird, haunted places.
You know, any favorites for you? Because believe it or not, here we are at the P&E Forum. This is the Pacific National Exhibition in Vancouver. Boris Karloff helped build this place.
You kidding me?
Before he was big, he always was big, when he was working as a laborer, he helped build this place. So that's the vibe you're getting tonight.
Boris Karloff right there on our wardrobe case.
Wow, a Canadian connection!
Is he from Canada?
Well, he worked in Vancouver, at least.
Yeah.
He helped build where you're playing tonight.
That's awesome. I'm a big Boris Karloff fan.
So that's a little tidbit about Vancouver, but how about New Jersey, just to wind up here in My Chemical Romance? Anything in that weird New Jersey thing, that mag?
A place called Midgetville. There's a place called...
Midgetville?
Midgetville is a community of very small houses where very small people live, and I heard you get in some serious trouble for going
people,
in.
Well, yeah, people are so, like... pissed off about people driving through, like all hours of the night, that they'll like pull guns on you and stuff if you go through.
And then there's the Demon's Alley.
It's the same kind of thing where
favorite of mine. It's just this empty.
Was it the Jackson Whites? Is that where they live?
No, the Jackson Whites, but it's this alley, right? It's this empty cul-de-sac that has just these houses and surrounded by woods, and the houses are all abandoned. But somebody went and painted lampshades on all the wood boards on the windows, so it looks real creepy.
This is some amazing stuff for, like, a video for My Chemical Romance. Would you be allowed to go into any of these areas?
Some of them maybe not come out alive. That's the problem.
Yeah. There's a couple insane asylums, too.
Are any in any of your videos?
No. Mm-mm. We try to actually do what might be a little away from what people would think what we'd do for a video. I think Helene is the most representative of what we would do, but we try to change it up all the time.
Well, thanks so much, My Chemical Romance. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Thanks for letting us buy PSPs in your country.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. He's playing one right now. He's playing mine, actually, right now, because he doesn't have his own. So I'm waiting for him to get off it so I can play.
Oh, and for Vancouver, we've actually missed two or three shows here.
Oh, is this the show where the power went off?
Yeah, we played Warped Tour here and the power went off. The first time we were supposed to be here with Piebald, we actually didn't make it into the border. First time we ever actually played, there was no power, got cut off halfway through, and then our van broke down the third time. So we've only made one show here ever, I think.
How was that?
It was incredible. When the power went out, everybody sang the words, and we just finished the song and ended. It was a really incredible day.
So that was good, and it's worth it today, playing in the house that Karloff built!
I'm way psyched on that. I had no idea.
Gerard, of My Chemical Romance, why should people care about My Chemical Romance?
They should care about My Chemical Romance because it's five very real, normal, simple dudes that just want to change the world with their music and just be honest about what they're doing as opposed to being into it for the wrong reasons.
Well, thanks so much, My Chemical Romance. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-do-do.
Do?
What's the
rest? Just do.
No, do-do.
Din 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 din. Well, there's a lady who shows all the Cretaceous gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came from. Ooh, it makes me wonder. Ooh, it makes me wonder. Ah!
Again, you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. That was more Paska from Helsinki, Finland with Stairway to Heaven. Coming up, an interview with the Transplants, and then an interview with the Horror Pops from Denmark. But before we get to the Transplants, we're going to play the band referred to in the previous interview, The Misfits. Here's a rarish Misfits demo, not released until now, called Archangel. And it was recorded with the intention of bribing Dave Vanian of The Damned in 1981 of performing and singing lead vocals on a Misfits track. Here's The Misfits with Archangel on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, and then right after that, an interview with the Transplants. That must be Glenn Danzig jumping in saying, hey, you're not allowed to play unauthorized Misfits recordings. Thank you, Glenn, for doing that. So, right now we'll proceed into an interview done with the Transplants at Warped Tour 2005. This was Skinhead Rob and Travis Barker, also known as the tattooed guy from Blink 182, wearing that baseball cap, interviewed at Thunderbird Stadium here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Check?
Yeah.
Check.
I already said check, homie.
Checking it again. Check. All right. Who are you?
Travis.
Rob.
From the...
Transplants?
From the Transplants. And although Rob is wearing a Cannibal Corpse shirt right there...
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. You're not giving props to somebody that you give props on your record. I am so stoked that you guys throw down the Booyah Tribe on your new record.
Well, these are the homies right here, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're legends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what can you say about the Booyah Tribe?
Good motherfuckers. Like I said, those are the homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Like, just good dudes all around, you know what I'm saying? Like, besides being super talented, like, solid dudes, you know?
I just think it's great. On a new record, you're able to bring out all these super guests, and you got the Booyah Tribe happening. Like, I hadn't heard of them in years, and then the Transplants come back hard with the Booyah Tribe right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're legends, you know, and they've been slept on for years. Like, they never got the props they deserve, you know, and when we were doing that song, What I Can't Describe, like, I knew that they would be perfect for singing that and everything, and Rid, like, his lyrics are always perfect, you know, like, and they killed it. Like, I couldn't be happier with it, you know?
Rob, you've also shown props out to other people, such as rapper Necro.
For sure.
What Necro. Can you tell the people about Necro?
Oh, if you don't know about Necro out there, you need to be up on it, you know what I'm saying? Necro, Ill Bill, Gore-Tex, Nonfiction, all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit's hard.
Now, am I going in the wrong direction here, Travis, with the rap stuff? Are you getting educated on the rap yourself and the Transplants?
Absolutely.
I mean, you called me a homie earlier. What sort of rap credentials do you have? What sort of rap credentials does Travis have, Rob?
Oh, it ain't like he's new to this or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, people might think, oh, he just listens to punk rock, but like him, Tim, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We listen to everything, like music across the board, like punk rock, hip-hop, you know, rock steady, metal, you name it, you know what I'm saying? Like, we listen to everything.
I think it's great. With the Transplants, I learn about stuff. I learn about rap. You also mentioned this band right here, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
What is this band here? Man. UGK out of Texas.
Hey, motherfuckers. Talk about legends right there, you know what I'm saying? Bun B and Pimp C. Free Pimp C, by the way. You know
what I'm saying? An actual pimp.
Oh, for sure. And he's actually locked up. That's why I said Free Pimp C.
And it doesn't...
Like, UGK, them dudes, like... Lyrically, like, two of the best ever, you know what I'm saying, the history of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and, like, once again, they never got the props they deserve, you know what I'm saying, but Bun B's still going hard, you know what I'm saying, on everyone's songs, everyone's mixtapes, everyone's albums, you know what I'm saying, we just see him on Slim Thug's new video, you know, like, and for sure, we're getting him on the next record, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Oh, for sure, definitely, that's already a done deal.
What about this guy right here? Just finishing off with the rap influence as I reach into my pocket, Sugar Free!
Yeah! Sugar Free. Oh, you did research on us, huh? Yeah, also, right there, if you don't have that, Sugar Free Street Gospel, go get that.
What can you tell people about Sugar Free? His flow is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And once again, you know, another real pimp, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't bullshitting, you know what I'm saying? And that's just classic West Coast from here, right here, you know what I'm saying? Like, sick with it right there. Sugar Free. Don't sleep. Go get that shit.
Transplants, I saw you guys play on the Jimmy Kimmel Show the other night.
Yes, we did.
And who was the guest? Mr. Russell?
Simmons.
Mr. Russell Simmons.
Busey, and Gary Busey.
And wasn't Debbie Gibson on there as well?
Yeah, that was badass.
What was that stuff that Russell Simmons was doing? Was he doing some sort of yoga where he put his, like, foot behind his head?
Yeah, I guess that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit, though. I mean, I can't do that to save my life, but more power to him, you know?
Travis, when you joined the Transplants, or were you at the Transplants the initial time that Rob was in the Transplants? Are you a latecomer to the Transplants?
No, I was a latecomer.
When you joined the Transplants, were you aware of how down with hip-hop Rob was?
That's stupid.
What you mean?
I'm saying that's a stupid question.
Well, Rob is really, really down with it. And you know why it's not stupid? Because check this out. This is how down Rob was with hip-hop. Right here, this is you, Rob, as a member of the Black Student Union. There is Rob right there.
Yeah.
What is going on there? That is down with it. Rob, as a member of the Black Student Union?
Well, yeah, it was originally like multicultural club called Brothers and Sisters United, but because of whatever agenda and reasons, they changed it up because... You can see there's other people besides black kids in here. But yeah, freshman year, Clovis West.
I think this is absolutely amazing. There you are. What sort of look are you sporting there, Rob? And what were you into at that time? Is there any transplanting type music?
I got like a Raiders starter, or Colorado starter jacket on. Some motherfucking khakis that are small. And some docks or some shit. And a little bit more of a haircut. I didn't have a shaved head freshman year.
Were you into Blink-182 at that time, or the Aquabats, or any of Travis's bands, or had you played Fresno early on?
Yeah, I played Fresno when I was like 19 or something.
In what band?
The Aquabats.
And did you ever see the Aquabats at all?
Nah, I didn't get into like punk rock and stuff until later in high school, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was all just hip-hop oldies and like some metal, you know?
What was Fresno like? Because I understand it's the car theft capital of California. Everybody rips off the cars in L.A. and drives them to Fresno.
Yeah, it's going down there, you know. I mean, it is what it is. There ain't that much to do there, so, you know, people got to find something to do. And unfortunately, or fortunately for some, you know, car theft, you know, big business, you know what I'm saying?
What do you remember about your gig in Fresno?
I don't remember much. I was too young.
How about the homecoming gig to Fresno? Warped Tour displayed Fresno. What was that like?
I didn't live in Fresno.
No, but I mean, people coming out. Was it an extra party? Because Rob's from Fresno.
It was cool. It was just like every other show, you know? Like, I saw some my friends I hadn't seen in a while. You know, my parents came out, my sister, so that's always nice because I don't really get to spend too much time with them, being as though, you know, we're on tour a lot and I live in L.A. and they still live up there, so it's always nice, you know what I'm saying?
Fresno Rob of Transplants and Travis of the Transplants has an interesting musical history. Cher, isn't Cher from Fresno?
I think she's from Visalia. It's like half hour south or something. Yeah, I think someone else, like Steve Perry or someone.
And Miss California, Tiffany Stoker, went to your high school, Rob.
Yeah, all right. I don't know.
Rob, do you remember working at a border store in Fresno?
Yeah, I remember I got fired from there because this bitch, Heidi, that worked there, I was playing, like, early in the morning, you can play whatever music you want and shit. And Jennifer Lopez just came out with the first record, and I was all about it. And so I put that on, and this bitch tried to get crazy, and we had words, and I ended up walking, you know?
I heard that in exchange for 2 weeks off at Borders, you promised to return to the manager a Canadian hockey jersey, but you never did.
No, I was going to get him one when we came through Canada, but it wasn't for no 2 weeks off. But yeah, I fucked up and never got him one.
Also, you promised him a Rancid t-shirt.
I don't know about that.
What do you think about Fresno and Los Angeles and the relationship between the two, Travis?
Not much.
Are you still into practicing every day?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a van here all set out, all ready for you to practice in, like a little minivan? I heard that you had, like, a little minivan all set up so you could jam every day.
No, you heard wrong, my friend.
Had you ever done that before?
No.
Oh, from the band Olive Lawn and Fluff. Told me something to that effect. You practice. How do you practice every day? Help me along here, Travis of the Transplants.
I walk out to my booth right before I play where everyone else stands, and I warm up for a half hour.
Transplants, you guys were in a shampoo commercial a little while back.
Oh, we weren't. Our instrumental for one of our songs was.
Now, maybe you're the wrong person to ask, Rob, but did you use the shampoo at all?
No, but I know a gang of bitches that do, and they swear by it, and they gave us a gang of money, so I ain't mad at nobody.
What did you guys do with the money you got from the shampoo commercial?
I bought deodorant.
Good answer.
How about you, Rob? What did you do with the money? Did you buy a car?
No, I probably smoked it all away.
I wanted to end here with a little quote from Billboard magazine, June 16th, 2005. And this is regarding the transplants and shampoo. Atlantic Senior Vice President of Marketing and Artist Development, Livia Tortella, aims to play songs off the transplants' haunted cities in commercials as well.
Yeah, who knows, you know what I'm saying? If the right company comes along.
What's the matter with that?
No, I was just wondering, is that true? You're hoping to get some of your new songs into commercials?
I mean, if someone wants our songs in a commercial, yeah, they're going to pay us for it, absolutely.
But that ain't our intention of making records, you know what I'm saying? Like,
was that casting a shadow over you?
No, you're putting your microphone too close to my face and you're going to make me mad.
Oh, sorry about that.
Me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Why am I irritating you?
Because you're putting your microphone too close to my fucking face.
Well, I was afraid that you weren't speaking loud enough.
No, you're a fucking moron.
Okay, well, anything else you want to add to the people? No. Can we please keep this rolling? Can we please keep this rolling? Can we just finish off the interview with Dutu Lutu?
We're done.
Can we finish, Rob? Can we finish off with Dutu Lutu?
Hurry up.
Rob says we can finish off here.
Let's go. What's the last question?
Well, thank you very much, Transplants. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Travis?
No, I'm all good.
How was that on mic placement?
That was better.
Thank you, I'm learning. I'm not a professional, but I am learning. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Rob?
If you don't have these records, UGK, Sugar Free, Necro, Booyah Tribe, go get them.
Well, thanks much, Transplants. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-loot-do.
Fuck you.
Good evening. I'm Sugar Free. And you? I don't know who the fuck you is. But I'm going to tell you like this. Ain't no tricks living here. Ain't no suckers living here. Ain't no punk ass hoes living here. Cause see, baby, we're about getting paid. And baby, we're about getting ours the right way, in the real way. You waste my time, I waste your time. You lie to me, I lie to you. 50-50 thing, baby. So this is the gospel. Sugar Free's gospel. Street gospel. So pay attention, baby. Pay attention.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, quick, gave me a beat, now Pomona's on the set. Get your money while you bullshit. Baby, while you bullshit. Mama tried, but it ain't no love like homie love, baby. I'm G'd up and I'm crazy. And as a fellow ghetto freeze on my ass, cause I'm sagging. Don't wanna die, so I'm packing. And when I see my baby crying, I can't explain why we're missing. I'm trying to take responsibility. You say in order for me to win, I gotta lose sometimes, baby. I know I'm wrong, but I'ma make it. Now I never hit a woman, nah, but I smack the shit out of a bitch while you're bullshit. If you think with a little head, you get your little head. Little trick, but I ain't going against the grain, not me, not even a little bit. Bet she didn't tell you she used to be my hoe, huh? Yeah, nigga, she's so rat pussy for me and for mine, nah. You better take some of this nighttime filthy icky head because you can realize I'm trying to get rich real quick while you're bullshit. Medicine, nigga. She could feel as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm, sickier than Charlotte's web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her, yes, sir. Get your money while you're bullshit. Why you bullshit? I get down. Why you bullshit? Now what's the problem, nigga? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick? Cause for the very low, low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now, man, I'm throwing a hold out above your knob. She used to work down there at the sperm bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money, be killing me. Let that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends, be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. About to tell me where my love at. Cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'll be in bed, I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm going for the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the whole. Some stay at shit, not that. You broke, been broke, don't be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't really though. Cause I'm telling lies, she's telling lies. Then we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. And I can tell you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nick, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. Then the survey is estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out and get my money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? I get that. Why you bullshit? Baby, why you bullshit? Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass and won't tell them to quit. Now, I'll whoop their ass. Fuck wait until baby turn her back. Let little man come sock next chest again and try to run. He getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat dope and fucking talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking dad. What about your medical expired? Cause they look like they been eating cat. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no pork chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Get a stinking partner, cause I hope she's gonna be a hoe for real. Quit jocking her cause you's a snack, she's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner, that nigga cool and all that shit. Say, I won't be afraid, I won't go astray. I feel like I wait, I'm taking my pain. Please let me stay, I won't be my grave. So how you wanna handle this? Baby, we'll dismantle this and we blows you out like a candle tree. And he blows you out like a candle tree. Man, get your money while you bullshit. Baby, while you bullshit. Believe me, I get down while you bullshit. That's right. Baby, while you bullshit. The dude with the man, the fuck around while you bullshit. King Jim, while you bullshit. I say, come on the town while you bullshit. Let's go and come while you bullshit. The dude with the man, get your money while you bullshit. The dude with the man. Baby, why you bullshit? It ain't high, why you bullshit? And real life, credit card, why you bullshit? Got my money, baby, why you bullshit? God damn, why you bullshit? Sugar free, like you dang, why you bullshit? Sugar free, black woman, don't be bullshit. King damn for life. King damn for life. Oh.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And that was Sugar Free with Why You're Boosting Me. And before that, an interview with The Transplants. Coming up, an interview with the Horror Pops from Denmark. But before that, I'm going to go back to another bullshit tune. And again, if you're easily offended by swear words, please tune out, because coming up, we have some more Pasca. Yes, it's a Pasca cassette. You can hear the hiss. A Pasca cassette profile on the Nerdwater Human Survey Radio Show. Two more tracks by Pasca from Helsinki, Finland. Bullshit, kind of like Sugar Freeze, Why You Bullshitting Me, except a cappella version. And then Pasca's version, okay, you heard him do Stairway to Heaven, you heard him do Like a Prayer, you're going to hear him do Bullshit, you're going to hear him do Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And then an interview with the Horror Pops, Patricia, from the Horror Pops from Denmark, all on the Nerdwater Human Serviette Radio Show, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Pasca, go get them!
I don't bullshit because that's what you want. I don't bullshit because people are so dumb. When I open my mouth in the middle of the crowd, I talk dirty aloud, or at least that's what it says. I don't bullshit because that's what you want. I don't bullshit because people are so dumb. I don't bullshit because that's what you want. I don't bullshit because people are so dumb. I don't bullshit. Bullshit. I got bleeds in the news today! I got gold cars and magic towers! How are you taking this time? How are but they're not! We got this one tonight!
Yeah.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you, Rebecca and Bill, for tuning into the Nardwuar Human Survey Radio Show. And also, thank you for the caller that reminded me that Pasca means shit in Finnish. Thank you very much, caller. The caller only knew a few words of Finnish, but one of them was Pasca, meaning shit. And why did he talk about Pasca? Because we played, well, actually, right there, we just heard the Horror Pops, and we're going to hear an interview with the Horror Pops in one moment. We heard the Horror Pops with Ghouls, and before that, we heard Pasca with Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and before that, Pasca with Bullshit. Now, here's an interview done with Patricia from the Horror Pops, also from the Warped Tour 2005.
Okay, check, check, check.
Shut up!
Who are you?
Hey, I'm Patricia from Horror Pops.
Patricia, who else is in the Horror Pops?
Well, we got Jeff Kresge, we got Kim Nickerman, we got Henrik Niedermeyer, Camilla Vanilla, and Nono.
You guys are from Denmark, right?
Kinda, half of us is, yeah.
Now, you said that Denmark isn't too rockin' rollin'.
No, not at all. It's, 5 million people, 3 rock venues.
But I do think that Denmark has an interesting rock tradition, like Lars Ulrich from Metallica. He's from Denmark.
Yeah, and we got Lars Fredriksen of the Bastards.
And wasn't Lars Ulrich's dad into tennis?
Yeah, I think so. That's the story I've heard. I don't know.
And Patricia of the Horror Pops from Denmark. Also, we have Junior Senior. They're from Denmark.
That's right. That's actually weird. And we got, what's it called? Ravenettes. Ravenettes is from Denmark, too. But it's, we all know each other, and we kind of started at the same time and developed in the same area. But I think that's it. That's it. That's what you're going to see from Denmark. I mean, okay, what's been on the top 20 the last 20 years has been R&B and hip-hop and stuff like that, Or stuff like, I'm a poppy girl.
That's from Denmark?
That's Sweden. Half Swedish, half Danish.
But there's a bridge now from Sweden to Denmark, isn't there?
Oh, God, yeah, there is.
And you are Patricia of the
Horror Pop.
Patricia, we forgot to mention about Denmark, though. Legoland is from Denmark. Have you been to Legoland?
Jesus Christ, I grew up with Lego. What the fuck would I go to Legoland for?
It just sounds...
This is Danish therapy for you. You need to build stuff. Okay, get kids Lego,
Wouldn't it be a good gig playing in Legoland? Have any bands played in Legoland? Did you ever see any bands in Legoland or hear about bands playing Legoland or get Legoland sponsorship?
Oh God, I prefer neither of those things.
Remember, the White Stripes did a whole video in Lego, eh?
Yeah, well, they're not Danes.
Did that annoy you, seeing a whole video in Lego?
I didn't see that video, but Jesus, come on, Lego. I mean, I would guess it's like doing if you're in Germany and you did a video with Teletubbies. Have you heard about Teletubbies?
Patricia of the Horror Pops, there's a Canadian...
Hey, Patricia of the Horror Pops from Denmark. That's what you said right before, now you gotta extend it.
Thank you for correcting me. Patricia of the Horror Pops from Denmark. You have a Canadian connection. Jeff, who plays in your band, is he not from Canada?
Nope.
He did live in Canada, though, didn't he?
He lived in Calgary for a few years. Yeah.
And he played in the band The Daggers.
Yeah, he did. The Daggers are fucking cool. They toured with us. Oh, can I say fuck? Fuck. Okay. They toured with us when we were here in April and May. Amazing band. Amazing. True rock and roll.
Patricia of the Horror Pops from Denmark. What was it like touring Canada? You did a full-on tour of Canada.
Yeah, it was the best tour we've done. It was amazing. Only 2 shows weren't sold out, and people were totally into it, and they were screaming, hell yeah, even before we asked it for them. It was cool. It's great. I want to do it again as soon as possible.
I noticed there was a quote from the tour, Patricia from the Horror Pops from Denmark, and it said there was, quote, only one hospital visit on this particular tour.
Yeah, that's true. Only one. That's good for Horror Pops. I mean, we have to have a hospital visit. We have to have a van breakdown. Something start a fire. That's the 3 things that has to happen on a Horror Pops tour. So far on this tour, we've had a van breakdown. So now we're just lacking the hospital visit and the fire. I mean, take example. We went to Europe. Nono's flight crashed with an engine fire. We took the U.S. tour. The tour started with the van blowing up, like the shield, the motor engine front thingy. that goes over the engine, whatever you call that, flew up into the window, crashed the window. We were just sitting there covered in glass. That was the first week of that tour canceled. We're just the most unlucky band in the world, you know. That's it.
That's why you are Patricia from the Horror Pops from...
Denmark!
And Patricia, you always look good when you're rocking on stage. Although right now, you're not wearing a corset, are you?
No.
You're really into the corsets, aren't you?
Yep. That comes with the weight problem.
How hard is it to make a corset? Because you've recreated them from like the 1500s, haven't you? Like you're into vintage corsets.
Well, the vintage I do is goes back 1700. 1500, they kind of look like shit, so not very flat boobs and stuff back then. But anyways, yeah, I do stuff like that. It's my education. It's my fullback education.
Are there any corsets being popped out on this particular Horror Poppian tour, Patricia from the Horror Pops in Denmark?
Popped out? Nah, last Canadian tour, one of them broke on stage. I think it was actually here in Vancouver.
What look are you sporting right now? Is this the post-gig Horror Pop lookout?
This is the I'm sweaty, I'm hot, I want to go to bed outfit.
Now, Patricia, you've been in Canada for a little while playing the Warped Tour. What do you think about these gentlemen here? Are they being polite to us by kicking this ball almost near us?
At least they know what football is.
Other places don't?
That's football, not soccer. That's football. Americans got that thing wrong, you know? They think football is like carrying around a ball. It's called football, you know? You don't carry a ball. So that's American dudes. I don't know what that is. That's football.
Patricia from the Horror Pops, from Denmark, you actually played a horror convention.
Yeah, we did. That was quite funny.
That was Fangoria?
Yeah. We did. It was a lot of freaks and Star Wars fans and stuff, you know. We had hooded people coming up. You're hot. It was just kind of cool. Yeah.
Did you also play with the Cramps? You've played with the Cramps, haven't you?
Yeah, we played Hootenanny last year where we played just before Cramps. Amazing band.
I heard a rumor that you, Patricia, from the Horror Pops,
from Denmark,
you learned your English through Lux from the Cramps.
That's bullshit. What the fuck did you hear that?
I don't know. Maybe I just made it up.
Yeah, you did.
No, I thought I did actually hear that. What about the Cramps? And what do you think about the English? Because they have some many great songs.
I cannot use enough words to describe how great Cramps are, you know. It's one of those bands, even though I've been in, you know, I used to come from punk rock background. Cramps was there when I was into punk rock. Cramps was there when I was into rockabilly. Cramps, you know, they cross so many borders of musical style. You can only admire them.
You do speak a special language, though, don't you, Patricia, from the Horror Pops, from...
Denmark. What do you mean, special language?
You speak the yee-haw language! Aren't you learning the yee-haw?
Ah, yeah, that's true. I love Texas. That's my favorite part of the States, and I love their accent. I love that they say, ma'am, you know? That's good.
Have you learned anything else about the yee-haw language? You've been able to teach the rest of the guys in the Horror Pops.
As soon as we hit Texas, I pick up the dialect, and everybody just makes me shut up all the time. I mean, Nickerman, he walks away because he thinks it's embarrassing. I just love it.
Patricia, on this particular Warped Tour, are there many other women-fronted bands?
Can I check something? Where's your Adam's apple?
Is that bad that it's missing?
You could...
Ba-boom! Well, I'm excited I'm speaking to Patricia from the Horror Pops from...
Shut up! What was your question?
No, are you one of the only female-fronted bands on this Warped Tour? Because I don't see as many this year.
I don't know. I don't know. No, there's the whole girl tent with girls playing all day. I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I mean, when I see a band, I see people playing their instrument. I don't see girls, boobs, dicks. Well, sometimes I do see dicks, but that's just me.
But come on, you're one of the few bands that wears a corset on stage. How many corset-wearing bands are on Warped Tour?
Well, I know there's a lot of girls in the crowd wearing them, you know.
Inspired by you!
No, just inspired by too much body fat, I guess.
But you will admit, you're the only corset-wearing Horror Poppian on stage.
Maybe. I don't know, maybe.
Patricia from the Horror Pops from?
Denmark.
From Denmark. I was curious. Duets. On this particular war tour, are you going to get involved with any duets?
Duets?
Haven't you done a duet before with a guy from Mad Sin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was hoping Billy Idol, but...
Because he's on the Warped Tour, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And you guys cover Billy Idol.
Yeah, well, not when he's on. We don't want to disrespect Billy, you know. It's Billy. Ooh, Billy. Sorry, my knees are getting weak.
There's a band from Vancouver called the Rebel Spell.
Oh, yeah?
Named in honor of him. Get it? Rebel Spell?
Yeah, I get it.
Do you have any impressions of Tim Armstrong of the band The Transplants, who signed you? He doesn't do many interviews. People don't hear what he sounds like. What does Tim Armstrong of The Transplants sound like, Patricia of the Horror Pops from Denmark?
Yeah, that's Tim. I can't do Tim. Tim, he's so unique. I can't do him. I wish I could. Tim, he's an amazing guy. I mean, what he's done for Horror Pops and what he's... I know so many bands say this. I don't want to say this in camera because nobody will believe me, but Hellcat is the best label you can be on. Hellcat Epitaph is like a family. Jesus, I had Christmas dinner with them last year, you know? It's just amazing.
Patricia from the Horror Pops from Denmark. Wasp and Dolly Parton. Are you still into Wasp and Dolly Parton?
Of course I am. Come on, Blood and Big Boobs. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Wasp perform, Blackie Lawless?
I saw Wasp once in Copenhagen 12 years ago, and I must admit I can't remember shit of that show.
Patricia, you're from the Horror Pops from Denmark, right?
Yeah. You're a napkin from Canada, right?
A human serviette.
Okay, human serviette from Canada.
How many people play stand-up bass or trained on stand-up bass in your band? Because there's quite a few stand-up bassists in the band, although they don't play stand-up bass.
Well, that's the thing about Horror Pops. We got a dancer playing drums, two drummers dancing, two bass players playing guitar, and a guitarist playing the bass.
Two drummers dancing? The Go-Go Girls are dancers? And drummers?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
So that's quite a few.
Yeah, it's quite a mix. I mean, that's the purpose of Horror Pops. Nobody plays the instrument they're actually best at playing, so...
And Necroman, was he really a sub-operator?
Yeah, he was. He can morse away all day.
What's it like having a sub-operator in your band? Does that come in handy, having a sub-operator?
Nope. I mean, whenever he's tired and doesn't want to have a conversation, he starts morsing. What can you do with that? Nobody understands him. Well, nobody never understands him in the band, but, you know.
I mean, Morse coding.
Yeah.
Do you know any Morse code?
No.
None? Not even like, doot, 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 dash, dash, dash?
No.
You haven't picked up any from him?
No.
Patricia from the Horror Pops from Denmark, winding up here, why did you burn shoes on your European tour in 1999 plus 4?
Well, okay. We can all have a suitcase this size. Okay, imagine trying to fit clothes in there for 6 months. How many shoes do you think you can fit? Look at that. How many shoes do you think you can fit in a suitcase that size? Take a guess. How many shoes?
Four?
One pair. So if you choose to be stupid enough to bring sneakers, right, and you have to wear those for 6 months, how do you think they smell?
Not well. You hate smells, don't you?
No, I don't hate them.
How about dirty socks are like the number one thing the Horror Pops talk about in interviews?
Yeah, that's true. But dirty socks, smelly socks, comes from dirty, smelly sneakers. So, you know, yeah.
Patricia, from the Horror Pops, from Denmark. Winding up here, the Warped Tour also contains a band, The Offspring! Who you toured with before!
Yeah, good old boy!
Gotta keep him!
Yeah, separated.
Now, what was it like touring with the Offspring? Because you did a full-on tour with them, didn't you?
Offspring is... Okay, I've said this 1,000 times. They're awesome, they're amazing, they're... Okay.
But what's the dynamic? Taking the Horror Pops to open for Pretty Fly for Weygaard, original prankster. What's the dynamic? What's that like?
I can't describe it, but, you know, hey, take Offspring in. They gave us everything. They even, at a point, we had their credit card in our hand. They were like, hey, you need something? Here's a card. Go shop, you know? open it up.
That is amazing! Yeah,
they're more punk than any punks I've ever met, you know?
Are you guys broke?
We're always broke. Come on. I'm happy when I can wipe my ass in some toilet paper, you know? But
what did you do with the credit card?
Wipe my ass? No. We didn't do it.
That would be really punk. Wipe your ass in and give it back to them.
Yeah, no. I would never do that to our good old boys Offspring. You'll never do that. They're, you know, opening up for them. First, when we would come on stage, we were like, what's this? What, jazz band? Upright bass? What's going on? And, you know, two songs in, people were into it, you know, so.
Have there been any bands inspired by the horror pops? Have you seen more stand-up basses popping up, like when you go on tour, like you go through a town, you went through Canada?
Yeah, we've seen quite a few, but I wouldn't know if that's our mistake. there's Tiger Army and Necromantics has upright basses, and there's a whole rockabilly tradition in the U.S., a lot of bands, but I've seen quite a lot of girls starting to play. Now that rocks.
Because Necroman, doesn't he make the stand-up basses?
Yep,
he does. Has he had any orders from, you know, Horror Pops fans wanting some stand-up basses? Or how's the order department going with the stand-up basses?
He doesn't have time. He needs to bill me all the time because I keep smashing my basses. So, you know, whenever we're home, he's building me a bass.
Have you ever had to, like, go with a real bass because the actual big bass didn't work? Like, you know, one day it didn't work. Like, do you have a backup? I mean, like, if you couldn't go on...
No.
I don't want to jinx it, but what would you do in that situation?
I won't even go there. Just shut up.
Well, thank you very much, Patricia. From the Horror Pops, from...
Denmark!
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
No, wipe your mouth.
Thank you! And doot-doot-a-loot-doo!
See ya.
Almost! Doot-doot-a-loot-doo!
Bam-bam.
Yeah.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And right now, a bit of silence there because I could not find any junior-senior to play. I wanted to play some junior-senior, but couldn't find any junior-senior. But then I did stumble across some Harmar Superstar because the CD feels like the junior-senior CD. It doesn't really sound like junior-senior, but it does feel like the junior-senior CD. Plus, Harmar Superstar used to be called Shanana. Actually, still may be called Shanana. And played a gig years ago at Ms. T's, sadly departed, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So here's Harmar Superstar with D.U.I. on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show.
Looking out in the crowd, I see a lot of hotties. Tell me which of you will be my mommy. Don't be shy, come over, put it on me. Spark it up and pass it on around me. I drinks, anything, and food up for the starving. Thank you all for coming to my party. Don't be shy, mix it up, but come and lay it on me.
Because the world is solid, you're making the hits that gets the story told. We all got a heavy load, but it won't get us down. No, 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 no. Everybody got a DJ night, rocking the jams for all the friends to grind. When it comes to closing time, who you gonna crush with the drunken dial? Hey, what? Who got a DUI out there?
Yeah!
I know you all do.
Get things underway with the Radicals and Ooby Dooby. now to Long Tall Sally, played by the Woodsman.